Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another motherfucking episode of Horrible Decisions.
Hi.
It's Horrible Decisions, but I'm your girl Mandy B.
We gonna have to do a name change soon.
Why?
Because we gotta
How
be bigger hoes.
How would you spell Horrible Decisions? We just gotta add accents to it, bitch. That's it.
That's it. Accents are good.
You know what I mean?
I do. This podcast is available in two languages.
Actually.
In English and in Mandy.
Three. And Ebonics.
And Ebonics.
No, not Ebonics. You know, yeah, we just talking over here. What?
I would actually prefer African-American vernacular.
Yay.
Isn't it called? You know what's crazy?
A-A-B.
What the? I was like, Av.
That's what we say
what
on Twitter.
Av?
Bitch, I don't know, but I love taking a new acronym to sound woke. I'd be like, first of all, I'm a BIPOC, bitch.
Talk about it.
Right?
Talk about it.
No, that's just kind of dumb, though. Well. I really think BIPOC just, it's just too much. Black, indigenous. Bitch, I don't know if I'm Cherokee.
It comes off.
It means not white, man. Yes. It means non-colonized, man. Like
but it's phony. Ain't none of us indigenous. We was all brought over here.
Not necessarily. Don't. Girl, that's a story for a whole other show.
But go ahead
Let
and
me ask the internet. Hold on.
No,
right,
we not asking
it.
Siri shit.
I think they're BIPOCs too, y'all. We not sure because we don't know the origins. But once we do a spit test, we'll figure out who Tribe Chat is.
Mm-mm-mm.
We have some special guests here. Omari and Pegasus from Tribe Chat.
Hey.
And y'all were supposed to be on the show for a long time. I think you were. I don't know if you knew Peggy.
I did know, but I'm a whole shit show. So yeah.
By the way, people who are on our audio and listening to this via audio, please go on YouTube so you can see Peggy.
Pegasus is
always a thing.
Because you are the type of bitch when I'm walking down the street, I'm like, she looks funnest, but like, are you a DJ?
She
like,
is.
Listen,
for real?
I'm a lot of shit.
But also, if you're subscribed to our audio, subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah, hey.
That's all.
What do you do?
Well, actually, by trade, I am a hairstylist.
I was going to guess that.
Well,
if you would have gave me just one guess,
for
I was going to guess that. Duh.
I was going to say music or makeup.
No, well,
makeup would have been my second guess.
Listen, I wanted to be a mermaid growing up. So, I mean, hairstylist was the closest thing I can get to it in real, you know, in
How
real
How do you
time.
Niggas practice being a mermaid and shit? Like, yo, we fill out for that shit.
Listen, you don't fill out for it, but you do practice in the tub. By yourself.
So, dude, you got to hold your breath on the water.
Yeah.
And then you got to learn how to flip your fins.
Exactly, exactly. Where,
how does a mermaid sing, Mandy? That was pretty
good.
The mermaids don't have no lower bottom half. That's the only thing that kind of fucks with me, though.
Mermaids do have a lower bottom half. You have to be a merman to find out where to stick your stick.
They got mermaid porn.
Wait, where...
It's like a white woman fantasy. I don't know.
But where do the dicks go?
In your mouth?
Oh, that's it? They only do oral sex?
They probably scissor. Let me look. I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Where would the dick go?
We actually mermaid.
We got some on the ocean, on YouTube. So.
I was about to say, that's some real WAP right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's a whole ocean.
Wait. Mermaid porn. Let me see. Where y'all think it goes?
I mean, technically, have you ever seen a dolphin fuck?
Oh, they look like avatars. It's like you don't see the scales anymore. It's just like blue pussy. But most of it's just sucking dick, though.
Dolphins is cool because they like us. They be having orgies and shit.
They do have orgies and they rape. They have.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
That's a fact, too.
They will gang rape.
And manatees.
Wait, manatees and dolphins be raping?
Yes.
And they will fuck around. Dolphins are some sinister motherfuckers. They will fuck around and rape a porpoise, which is like a smaller dolphin,
yeah,
and they eat it.
You know what I don't like now, though? If we gonna talk about dolphins raping, how can they be rapists and lifesavers? They save Boosie.
They
out here saving lives. And rape is not cool, by the way.
No,
we do not.
It's not. It's absolutely not.
And what's crazy is, I don't really know if y'all saw, but y'all know I grew up in Orlando, 407, Chopper City, went to SeaWorld. Them dick penises be big and long
them
as hell.
Them dick penises.
I was going to address that.
It is literally the size of like 2-foot-long penises, bruh. Like them things be
I
big.
I only know about that from the Museum of Sex. And they have three dolphins on top of each other in a nice statue.
I learned it from SeaWorld, bitch. They was fucking in that aquarium.
Okay.
Well, since we talking
about public school.
They didn't teach us.
Look at me. It's not expedition. Exhibition, bitch.
Exhibition.
Oh, there you go.
They into that.
Like, watch me fuck.
In a Florida public school, as you know, they don't teach science to Mandy, but they did say
science to Mandy. That's it.
Not to her.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, you skipped or something.
This what we doing?
What were you doing in science class?
Biology.
I didn't like because in my ninth grade they did make us start cutting up animals and shit, and I didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
But my lowest grade, ironically, in school was chemistry. I got a
What do you mean,
C?
Ironically? It's not
because
ironic.
Because first off, I was a top tier fucking student. I graduated AP top of my class. You know, you were at my graduation.
I do remember.
And chemistry, I thought, was going to be the death of my
motherfucking GPA. I
didn't
say you was dumb,
GPA.
Bitch, then. But I do think you forgot some shit.
Forgot? No, I just
voluntarily
questioned everything.
Or just,
no.
I question everything.
First of all, ma'am, you told me a few days ago that someone in your life is a flat earther, and you said, I just love his perspective.
Wow. I do.
You crazy bitch.
I like questioning life.
Honey. Questioning life, nigga?
What is the problem?
We have figured out that the earth is round for a long time.
But you know
everything
what?
Maybe fucking
so,
B.O.B.
Yeah,
shit?
But you know what? You know what? You want to know? Here's the shit, right? The shit is... All of even those like pictures of space, like y'all thought we landed on the moon, we didn't.
We didn't.
Exactly.
I believe
so
it.
How do y'all know this is even true? Like niggas didn't even land on the moon and the niggas lied about landing on the moon.
There's a lot of
the earth is round because everything is round. Life is round.
The way that
everything
you
is round on
this plane.
Table round right here.
Listen,
how could it be flat if you can, I feel, I can't do this right now.
Well, then let's talk about sucking dick and licking pussy.
No, they want to.
And that's round. It feels the best when you go in a circle.
In a circle. You remember that song? That was about
Round and round.
First off, y'all just did the whitest version of throw that ass in a circle. Is that what you were trying to do?
No, I was doing a different one.
Oh, y'all were just doing white people shit.
I was doing trill.
I was just like, throw that ass in a circle.
Oh, yeah, that's a gospel right there.
You know what I mean?
How many circle songs are there?
Where did you... What circle song were you?
Yo, just, this is Tribe Chat and ADD chat right now.
In a circle.
There's a slow song.
What song
you
is that?
Yeah, that's
a winning circle. Girl, you making that up.
No,
shit.
I'm not. Ask anybody besides you.
And they got anything in Spanish about circles? What they call a circle in Spanish?
Circula.
Circular.
I'm not gonna lie, you're putting me on the spot here.
Do they have what's circle
in Spanish?
Spanish
right now? Yeah, we have circles. You don't think we have circles in Spanish?
We don't have circles.
What kind of question is that? How do you say it?
How do you think we say it?
Circola.
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 I was gonna say, wait,
sphero.
Circola.
Oh, like that's a sphere. Like that was
sphere,
smart,
bitch. Look
what's
at my
the Latin.
Ass.
Look at that girl.
Circulo.
Circulo. Like Circo de Soleil.
Sure.
Cirque de Soleil.
That's French, okay.
Which is close
Soleil
to Spanish.
Just feel, which is close to what?
Spanish. French. All this shit is... Girl, please.
Oh, it comes from Latin. So she's derivative from Latin.
She just said, girl, please.
Anyway, we have a show about sex, you guys. My bad if you've never heard it before. But we really owe some ADD shit right now. This is just my favorite type of chat. So let's get into some vanilla shit, which our segment about sex in the news. This one I love. Rudy Giuliani's daughter, Caroline, graphically details why she loves threesomes. She must really fucking hate her father's politics. In a piece for Vanity Fair titled A Unicorn's Tale, three-way sex with couples has made me a better person. Mm. His daughter says, I want to watch my boyfriend bend you over. The 32-year-old daughter of her, Rudy Giuliani, says, I had known for a long time that I was bisexual, but I barely explored that side of my sexuality. I knew I wanted new dynamics. And she's on a dating site called Unicorns, where women who agree to have sex with couples get on there. And she says, one woman I chatted with mentioned she was looking for someone to have her dominated, but be submissive to her boyfriend. And I am typically more sexually submissive, but as I was texting with them, it turned into this authoritative sexual persona. Let me tell y'all something.
Yo, do we know her? She sounds like somebody in a group.
She does. She's a, like a few people.
She's a white woman. Do you think she is?
Oh, no.
No, she's not.
Damn, why didn't y'all like it?
Yo.
Yeah.
Well, not. I want to talk about unicorns because I feel like it made sense for you guys. So, Tribe Chat is about what? That's the name of your podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So, do you guys start with a swingers club? How did you guys know each other?
We started with this. We actually, I met him through my cousin who we started the group with. She's since dropped off and we've been rocking out ever since.
Hold on, your lifestyle swinger group is a family affair?
It is.
Now that listen, is some white people listen, shit.
No, it's not white people shit. I'm going to just tell you something. Us folks do not always talk about the things that are hereditary. It's a lot of shit.
Hereditary.
There you go.
Me and Pegasus had a friend that back in the day when we originally was in a group, her and her daughter was in a group together.
Exactly.
It was a swinger group.
Exactly.
And they was all black.
Listen, and we done had a group member who was married in our group, who put pictures of his cousin, who he's also fucking first cousin.
Wait, what?
Oh, you was there for the conversation, man? That shit,
I did not know we were going to come on here and talk about incest.
Yeah, we was going to come on here and talk about all manners of sex and freakyism and all of that shit.
Let's get back to the mother-daughter duo.
And so the joy is in a lot of porns, that's like
a
fetish. And it's a...
No.
It was. Wait, were they playing together?
No, they weren't playing together. But it's enough to see your mother sucking dick or watch your daughter get
fucked. Hold on, wait. They were at the same parties? They weren't in the same group?
One was an organizer, and it's like the daughter was like, you know what I mean? Like, you have a group.
Was the mom the organizer?
Yes.
The mom was the organizer. Figure. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a mom thing to do.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. If this is just your release and there's no taboo attached to it, then...
How old were they?
Are they?
Oh, sorry. Mm. They're alive.
Yeah.
Currently. Yes. No, like, how old were they at the time?
We still talk to the mom to this day.
Yeah.
I talked to her like a couple days ago.
Like, is the daughter like 18, 20? Like, yeah, super young.
No, she's older than that.
Now, the daughter is, I believe, like 28, 29. And
mom is close to 50.
Which is about
she is 50.
I was about to say that.
I wasn't going to.
That's like my age gap between me and my mom. And I'm
50.
Sorry, I still do not want to see my mom.
Erykah Badu's 50.
No, I don't want it. I don't want to see it either. I'll listen to it because my mother is shot the fuck out.
That's the Jersey
just
shit.
So you know, my mother's 82 and she got some shit. She got some stuff to tell you. And my other sisters don't necessarily like to listen to it, but she's a woman.
Nice.
And it has to be discovered by me where the fuck it came from.
I felt really bad because I was like, how do you guys know each other? And all I heard was mom and daughter at the sex club.
Let me, if I can get back to that. All right, so what she was talking about is a cousin that she had. We talked about this on our show, which we also shoot right here in What the Fuck Studios.
Hey. All right, come on, give me a little advertisement.
That's it.
Yes. What the Fuck Studios is gang, is family here. But we did meet on Instagram. I spoke to her. There was a group. And she said, listen, you could come on board because I had some experience in a lifestyle with another group, which is where I got the name Omari the Rebel.
Okay.
And she was like, yo, we could use a little help changing the direction. But then she had other things she was dealing with. Mm-hmm. So she said,
hey, I'm going to turn it over to y'all.
And then that was in 2019. So there's a couple of things that I was like, all right, I think we should do this and such. And we got here.
Are you the president?
We together, it's like on a...
We have different jobs. I am purely ambiance and excitement and wow pal. That's who I am.
What you trying to say? He not?
No. That's not what I... Just because I say what I am, don't say what
she
he
said,
not.
Look at me.
Here's this analogy.
I can tell and he, I'm the advertisement.
Here's the analogy that I use all the time. Me and my wife, we joke about it because she's on the team too. It's like, yo, we're like... the Avengers of swinger clubs, right? She is like Captain America. You see how like Captain America has powers and such? It's the shield. It's like right here. Everybody loves Captain America. You can see that visual symbol. Me, I'm like the Iron Man of the group. Like, not as beloved. I'm beloved. But like, when it comes to all of the nerd shit, I have to do it. Absolutely. If everybody needs new weapons or new armor and stuff, I have to
you
build it.
Like what?
Stuff
like condoms?
That.
Like, what do you need at a
like, like, I mean, I do a lot of the boring stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Directional.
Like you make the flyers.
That's what he said.
He organizes the flyers and say, we need flyers.
And she even reduces. Like, you don't even make the flyers. You just organize the shit. It's like, yo.
That's Mandy. When we first started our show.
What is me?
That's no shame. I'm just saying you're like, you were more like the organizer. You were able to make our sheets. You were able to schedule stuff for us, like email. Now I know what
you
mean.
A lot of iron has to be done. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody is like, you know, this... Because I got a corporate background. You know, when I first came on board, I was actually working in a call center, which also is where I met my wife. And I was working on the administrative side. I got a real strong background in sales. So I know as far as what it takes.
You sound like you used to work at a fucking call center.
Yeah. Like you're still
hold on, let's practice.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on, but it says no SIM. My phone is fucked.
I'm sorry, ma'am. So listen, what we need to do is we need to direct you to our technical department. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. You have answered everything. Also, where can I get some dick tonight?
At Nazuri Kabbalah's party, which is going on March
27th. Yes. Go ahead. Drop your shit.
There you go.
So, you guys started Tribe Chat. What's your podcast about?
Sex.
Sex and exploration of sex.
Do you bring people from the club in there? And
they'll come sometimes. Like, they'll call in. But we... We actually want to dispel all of the myths and the negativities around this lifestyle. So that's why we have the podcast. so we can be able to say you can have Q&A with people, because people come in with a, if you're not a swinger already, for the most part, they come in with a preconceived notion, you know, like somebody has ordained them, you know, I know everything. So we have a conversation to kind of answer the questions, the popular questions and the not so popular questions.
That's cool.
If I could describe it, yo, Trap Chat is a lot like Horrible Decisions. We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll make you come. You see, what we do is, nah, for real. That's
a good
shit.
Slogan.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. So what it is it comes down to commentary on sex and relationships from a very black, like blackety black perspective.
Like, he's like, because y'all light skin.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get it to us, because we have. Because there's also a lot of podcasts, there's a lot of lifestyle podcasts when people are in, like, because you know how podcasting is developed and shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other people who do what we do and we're friends with them and such, you know, and even in the context of what we do, like, even in the context of the fact that we're talking about sex and an alternative lifestyle, we're still even edgy in comparison to them and shit. Yeah. Like, because I be doing shit, like, yo, I be talking and I be like, yeah, fuck his podcast and shit. Like,
like talking shit about people's fun. But I do want to talk some shit right now.
Yeah.
So you guys are friends.
Yeah.
You ever had sex?
We have.
Plenty of times.
Why you said it like that?
I mean, because this is a swingers group. I mean, that's not something we do on a rig. But
does it feel weird now to fuck now that you guys are involved in this podcast?
No, I mean, we don't do it anymore, but, you know.
Do you feel like you could still fuck while running a business together?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just going to say this. This is my release. I am not emotionally detached, but that love element, that jealousy, I don't deal with that in
this. I
know
that's right. Talk your shit.
I don't deal with that in this because I understand what it's for. It's for a release. I'm here to bring joy and fun and nut. And all of that
Can I just say that I love that you bring that up, because a lot of, I guess, thoughts around how women engage in sex, and Weezy and I have had this kind of back and forth for quite some time, as far as a lot of people just believe that women tie emotions to sex and that there can't be a disconnect. Mm-mm. So I guess I want to ask you, at what age, was it early on, was it as you got older, did you realize you were able to disconnect emotions and sex and use it as a release?
Well, I've always known, but growing up, I was a people pleaser. And my mom was the one person that I wanted to please. Understanding that this was not something that we talked about. My sexual proclivities and desires was not something that I brought to her. So it was always pushed to the backside. And being a girl, the way we're raised, you know, pious and keep it until you get married. She never taught me that, but that was what the world did. So I tried to conform to it. I think I've always known. Even in the space where I got cheated on, I was never really angry because I understood that shit. I get how you could do that, because I remember when I had did it to you. And okay, I understand. I'm just telling you now. But I understand how you got that way. So can we move forward? Usually it doesn't work that way. But I've always been able to I like boxes.
Compartmentalizing.
Yes, and I love how I used to look at things.
Really good.
Yeah, because stuff doesn't get, not with me, it doesn't get crossed. You know, you understand what you do. Let me just explain this to you. I go to a lot of parties and my name usually precedes me, especially around
or your
in
hair.
This area. Hello, they see me coming up the steps.
Right.
But no woman in a couple usually has a problem with interacting with me, because you know I'm not trying to take your man out your house. I'm not trying to see him after that. I'm not even trying to see you after that unless we're at another event. It is very specific.
That's very swinger.
It's very specific.
Like, one of the things, like, I wanted to weigh in on, like, you know, sex life and stuff like this. One thing is that even like when I listen to Horrible Decisions, it's like we always have to listen to the air where it's like when we say vanilla, like when we talk about vanillas, it's like everybody isn't like having, we have different levels of how we have sex. Of course, I'm having sex with my wife. There's intimacy there.
Exactly.
And then it's like somebody that I'm friends with and such. Like we even having like, we're having sex with like our business rivals and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
we are
like, there's,
wait,
like,
there's a lot of sex.
Yes. Like there's with other my, people who do what we do and shit like this. There's, you know what I mean? Like,
so they come to your parties to do what? Scout?
Well, whatever they're doing, but they come in to fucking suck.
And take ideas, you know, and shit like that.
Yeah. See, we're friends with the quote unquote rival pod. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, who would I want to have sex with on lip service? Ooh, Stephanie.
Right. It's so weird because I don't feel like that. Well,
I mean,
a
people compare.
Pod.
The word rival is just trivial. I'm just talking shit. But like, well, people will always compare you to something.
Right.
And I think people compare us to lip service because, or and cocktails too. But like lip service when we first came out, I feel like is what people talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I love all the Black sex pods that we have out right now. And they're all very different. And I'm so grateful that we've been able to work with all of them because there's just no point not to. You know what I'm saying? Like if there's another Black swinger group, like how could we not fucking connect?
Yes.
This is what this is. And that is the whole thing with us. So like you said, rival is a trivial word because we're not all doing the same thing. Every group is like geared towards something different. So there's really no rivalry. It's really not. It's just that they don't belong, you know, with us. And we go over there.
But you know what though? White people do that shit. There's a bunch of white sex club, white sex groups, lifestyle shit. And they always be connected. They be pitting niggas against each other.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let me get to some really important shit.
Mm-hmm.
Our Black Sexcellence, which we have two segments that got named by people that listen to the show. Hors d'oeuvre for one was by, I think, Latasha, right?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Or is that episode? Is and Black Sexcellence by Omari.
Yeah.
So Lori Lightfoot is who we're covering today, a former prosecutor with no experience in elected office. She has swept all 50 of Chicago's wards. In the 2019 mayor runoff election, after promising to end the city's backroom dealing, she is the first ever Black female mayor and the first ever LGBTQ plus mayor. Mm. Yeah, I think that's dope as fuck.
That's a lot.
People talk about Lori. I ain't gonna lie. I barely know our mayor, so I just be trying to keep track of where the fuck I'm at. But I've definitely heard about Lori.
I'm bad with politics.
Huh?
Apparently, I'm bad with everything.
Well, I know I've heard of Lori just because she's a Black woman mayor, but
thank you.
I try to keep up. You know what I mean? Like I was talking on our show last week about Cuomo, and you heard about Cuomo, right?
Yeah, with the sexual harassment with the nursing home shit. I think it was 6,300 people they said that died, and it was really 15,000 people in nursing homes that died. They were like covering that up, but they're saying it was his AIDS and not him.
And he had the kiss that was not consented to. That shit.
Yeah, they all been fucking up.
You know what happens is how I get involved in politics.
But he's governor, not mayor.
Yeah, like how I get involved in this is because like there's the intersectionality of how things relate to stuff. Like for example, I'm also a BIPOC AIC member. I have a background in the adult film industry. You know what I mean? And like how certain things factor into things like legislation, SESTA, FOSTA, how that affects everybody. You know, that affects, if you just think about your social media, what we're trying to get across is whether you're a sex worker or not, the censorship is going to affect everybody.
Mm. Yeah, shout out to Mistress Marley. Her page is gone now too.
Who gets shadow banned and such like this. So this is not just what we want to do is when from the political space, I want everybody to understand it's not so much an attack on sex workers. It's an attack on liberty and free speech, because this is going to seep into how everybody gets to freely express themselves and be who they are. If we all going to do like, do you heard about what the fuck happened in Utah?
No.
There's a we're going to talk about this on our show. There's filter. There's a filter that a politician passed. A woman, she don't even have any experience in politics. She started off as a realtor and they passed it so that you can, now they can, they're requiring the server to filter porn in that state. So that's like the first step of what we can see, what you can get.
So I can have eight fucking wives, but I can't watch porn?
No, yeah. Have you seen the wives?
Did you know that in Utah for sister wives, right? It's illegal, but the fine or whatever, what can happen to you is lower than a traffic ticket.
Wow.
If you get caught like having more than one wife.
I just think that's interesting because I think there's still just a separation between
church and state.
And I think that that's the thing with Utah is that a lot of them follow their religious beliefs. And so even if they go about that way of life, I don't think everyone is on paper. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but
they're not. But you can.
Yeah, they're not on paper.
You can.
So how are you following religious doctrine?
I did an episode on For Fact's Sake. What the fuck was it about? I can't remember, but we talked about that. And when in that conversation, it was like, it isn't legal to do, but apparently you can just go up there and be like, I'm married to this person, this person, this person, so they could take your name, right? Nobody's really checking all these documents. Right. And if you get caught, it's like a traffic ticket. And you know why? Because it's white people doing it and they saving their friends.
Exactly.
And not that I don't want people to have eight wives. I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Stop,
but anyway,
stop censoring folks. Let people do.
Not to get too deep, but I do want to talk about Sesta Foster for a second because I really didn't understand. Shout out to Lisa Spliffson, Carmen Life, or I think Carmen Knife is also her name, Madame Nambio.
I gotta send this article to you.
She's a dom that told me, because I didn't really understand Sesta Foster too much. Mm-hmm. I thought it was supposed to, it was made to quote unquote help people and sex workers and help save human trafficking. But really what it's done is the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, especially Democrats, were voting for it because they thought it would help save people. And really what it's done is remove so many websites, cross-referencing websites you can do for like escorting or whatever.
We and talked now, about this in depth with, if you guys want to go to the Raquel Savage episode, we talked about this in depth there. I think we've talked about this in depth with quite a few of the sex workers.
I mean, you brought it back up because I hadn't really heard much about it. I just know some people had fought for Sesta Foster and then I kind of didn't hear shit. But since that episode, like within the last 6 months to a year, it has literally taken women to street walking and put them in like way more jeopardy. And what's ironic is they did that to stop human trafficking, like removing it from online, when now being in person and being on the street has really made women disappear. So it's crazy how we thought this whole time we were voting for advocacy. Sorry.
Voting for advocacy. All right. So with like organizations like BIPOC AIC, also there is a union dedicated to protecting sex workers. You can talk to about APA union. Alana Evans actually runs this organization. If you have your OnlyFans taken down or if you get shadow banned on Instagram, you can actually talk to Alana Evans about that. But legislation needs to look more like getting the law on the sides of these women, because things should be different. A sex worker shouldn't have to be afraid to report if she gets assaulted or such. She should be entitled to getting, when I say sex workers, their strippers are actually considered independent contractors, so they get no benefits. They get nothing that everybody who works a 9-to-5 is entitled. They need to be included in the labor conversation. They are contributing members to this because OnlyFans, they charge your taxes. So sex workers pay into the economy, but they get no representation. And a lot of what they do gets criminalized. So we need the law to be on the side of them so that they don't get exploited, they don't get taken advantage of, so that they deserve to have a safe working place where they get compensated just like everybody else.
And 20% of their wages are already fucking taken by the website on top of the taxes that are fucking
exactly.
Not to mention, porn and sex work is such a major, major contributor to the economy. How do you criminalize it so ferociously?
The same way they did marijuana.
Yeah. It's all of the benefits in the world, and it's so great for your fucking knee.
And they're letting the white people do it.
Which is for your knee.
But they're letting the white people blaze the trails, just like how Weezy talked about with Bella Thorne. And
that's exactly why they had to do the Rockefeller
millions
Mall.
And millions of OnlyFans.
Now, if you guys don't know who Bella Thorne is, she basically made an OnlyFans, and people were very angry about it. You can watch the OnlyFans documentary on Hulu. They're not paying us to say that, but seriously, I learned a lot from that because in that documentary. They talk about how she basically went on, a million people joined, or she made a million the first day, and then said, oh, by the way, I'm not getting naked. And a lot of sex workers were very angry.
Ruby Rose did the same thing.
Well, no, did she lie?
She literally was reposting her Instagram pictures. She made it seem like it was nude. She put a thing over it. It was a bra she was wearing and panties. She was not nude on there the whole time, and she did the same thing with her following.
I mean, at least Cardi B was like, I'm not going to show my pussy. But with Bella Thorne, people felt like it was very trivial. No, it changed the pay scale of how OnlyFans.
It did.
I would say the problem with that is she got on OnlyFans, the same with Ruby Rose, the same with all of these celebrities. They make an OnlyFans account, and because of the stigma now attached to OnlyFans, you automatically think that you're going on to OnlyFans to see fucking sucking or naked, or someone being naked. Mm-hmm. So just because, and I don't want to put blame on her, because if she falsely advertised, hey, I'm going to be sucking dick, or hey, you can see my vagina on OnlyFans, I would get it. But the problem is, she made an OnlyFans that carried the stigma, specifically last year in the pandemic, that people were going on there to make money, but they were selling their bodies, they were selling sex. And so she went on there, which we know was actually a platform that was similar to Patreon, where y'all go ahead and join our Patreon, patreon.com/horrible decisions.
Hey, but join ours too.
You know what I mean? But, but the problem is that because of the stigma it carried, people were like, oh my God, sex workers were upset that she made that money, but you also have because they automatically assumed.
But the pay scale is a big thing, though, because when you have celebrities pillage a fucking platform, you know what I'm saying?
That's what
that
I wanted to get
at. That is the real problem. Like, if I was getting paid a certain way and now I can't even have my earnings because of an influx or whatever, like, that's fucked up. It's the same Robin Hood shit with stocks, you know what I'm saying? You let these motherfuckers do it, but when little men get into it, But anyway, I say all that to say, Bella Thorne, I actually liked her. I thought she was fun. She's kind of started to annoy me. And today I just heard her new song. I just want you guys to hear it.
Wait. Okay, sure.
Is she not an actor? I don't be knowing shit about white people.
This is copyright music.
We're playing
copyright music.
Oh, wow. That's really
her? Why she move? Why she shake it?
That sound like some shit you would love.
Nigga.
Like, you would probably clean your
you
house.
You would probably love that.
That sound like shit
that sound like some Weezy shit, right?
100%. Is it really?
100%. Yeah.
That you know what? That goes back to what you were saying about price gouging and you know, getting the value of things taken down. That was horrible.
That sounds like some shit you people don't awesome. Know how to make macaroni salad.
I think when you get famous, they just keep trying to make you famous, right? Yeah, like, people are like, I think I told you the other day, Charlamagne was like, you and Mandy need to do a book. And I was like, really? I feel like y'all gonna say we need a perfume next or a candle.
Everybody
like,
out there watching and listening, that was the first thing I asked. I was like, yo, is it a horrible decision to book?
But I am currently writing a book. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't know when it's going to drop. It's probably going to have to come out after our iHeart deal. But I am currently working on a book.
Congrats.
Oh, nice.
But people do try to get you to like do everything. And I think someone gassed that bitch up and like, Bella, you ain't showing your pussy, so you might as well be a rapper. And she was like, okay, watch me move. Watch me shake it. Watch me break it. Watch me shake it. Watch me make it.
You know what's crazy, though? That was one of my, it's in my bucket list. I've always said I wanted to be a one-hit wonder. And so...
Are you serious?
I'm not an artist, but a one-hit wonder.
First
just like
off,
one.
That is such a better goal than like, do I want to be a rapper. No, I just want one
I
hit.
I want a one-hit.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Right.
Oh. Well, I will survive.
And I don't even want to release that hit until outside is open. So the bitch can just open up in festivals and shit. Just one. That's it. Like Cassie. That's it. I want a You and Me track.
That's actually a great way to look at it.
That was terrible.
Let me be Cassie.
It could be Mandy Me featuring Pegasus. They're going to be like, Mandy featuring Mandy?
I got someone better. I got someone better. I want to be Lumidee.
Lumidee. Okay. Yes.
I was soaking. I was like.
That's who I want to be.
Yes.
Did she die?
No.
Did she? No.
Sorry, someone died. The Nina Sky. Someone from Nina Sky?
Why do you be wanting to kill people every other episode, bro?
Someone died from back then.
Or
who was
it? Or not. She
mad people died from back then, Weezy.
The problem is she wants to kill everyone off alive. And then we was on, I don't remember what we was recording, but this bitch was talking about, yeah, you saw Muhammad Ali was out here saying he didn't. I said, Muhammad Ali was saying, wait, I said, Muhammad Ali was saying what, Weezy? She
and
said,
when?
You ain't see? He just had a new documentary where he was talking about how he doesn't like how today.
A new documentary.
Shit, it's like that Tupac song that just dropped.
She brought Muhammad Ali back to life, but want to kill off people.
I was thinking on the last episode, it's Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali,
it's all right, because on the last episode, I swear.
This is Weezy's all black people look alike, apparently, but I'm like, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, that's what we're doing, bro.
Hey, for real, which one of them died?
Are you dead ass?
No!
Because that was really going to bother me. It wasn't Lumidee. It wasn't the chicks from Nina Sky.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Who died, man?
Well, don't just be trying to kill off the
one-hit
wonder.
It wasn't the one that had the interview with Lil Boosie last month.
Who was that?
It wasn't that one.
Wait, who was that?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. She back to thinking of which R&B singer then died. Oh. I think maybe it was one of them from Nina Sky.
See, bitch, I knew I said... Let me
First
leave
of,
it
alone. We have an awful screaming.
Anyway, goddamn it.
We don't get facts checked while we pod in Eden.
Eden's trying to do his
look. Like, bitch, they're all alive. That's the problem.
First of all, Mandy, that's racist. Just because you think he's going to work harder, like, this is fucked up.
Right. He's not Mexican.
I'm so sorry. I tried to click the button and they're checking. Okay. Espérate. Let's bring it back to the circle.
No one's dead. That's what it is.
That's pretty much no one's dead.
I didn't have to search this up.
Hors d'oeuvre for this week. I wanted to know if you guys don't have a sex tip that's on your mind.
To the hoarder,
I actually
have. That's what happened when motherfucking Weezy do the outline.
Have y'all not
Bitch,
enjoyed
we
the
are
pod?
Just now getting to the hors d'oeuvre.
Well, we have someone that's eloquent and articulate about politics and sex. I think that's dope.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you look like you was about to come in here and say, this is how I fuck niggas in the ass. But here
listen,
you are.
I might.
That's what we're going to get to.
Well, okay, let's do it.
Give us a tip for that. Give us your hors d'oeuvre for that, if you could. A great pegging tip.
Well, a great pegging tip. It depends on, well, if it's a first timer.
Okay.
You want, I typically start with them on their back. Yeah, you start with them on their back. Because,
put a little pillow under their ass.
Exactly. make them comfortable. Eye contact and all of that.
Eye contact. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, wait, that's your tip for pegging?
Why
does eye contact make them comfortable? Because now it's a connection. It's not a detached. That is a something, especially for a man, a new experience. It's a very intimate something. Not that anybody didn't think that, but it's a lot more intimate than you would think. And they're experiencing and allowing a vulnerability not often seen every day. So when you connect with them, it makes it a lot easier for relaxation purposes as well, you know, to actually get in that thing.
Is there a stigma you may want to tell our listeners about that pegging, like dispelling for pegging?
Well, what I definitely want to say is that if a man wants to be pegged, does not automatically make him homosexual. It is a scientifically known fact that a man's prostate, You reach that through the anus.
That's
easily
the type of science I believe, y'all.
I was about to say,
you know,
I believe it.
And your body is going to react anyway. It's like if you ever go to a fertility clinic, if you're not able to perform, it's something called milking. That's what they do. They massage the prostate, and you're going to come whether you don't like getting.
Excuse me, say what?
It's called milking. They're going to massage your prostate to expel the semen.
Not like here, no. But like here.
Yeah, the G spot.
There in the G spot, right? Yeah.
Didn't you say a few weeks ago, Eden, that you haven't been coming?
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Weezy, let's ask the guest. We're not going to direct things about his ass.
Silence.
Yes.
No, he just told us last week he wasn't coming like that. Maybe you should try to get milked.
Next question.
Right.
That was a suggestion.
Omari, have you ever been pegged?
Never.
No?
Never.
You just seemed confident when you said yes. There's the G-spot in the ass. No?
I mean,
never. Never been... You know, something that I've been interested in or such. You know, I want to make sure that I create the space so that everybody can do what they want to do and be comfortable and such. You know what I mean? But nah, that's not something that ever appealed to me.
Is this something that has happened at one of your swinger parties?
Well, it's hard to say because...
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
I was there.
I mean, especially like
been involved.
On the pre-COVID days, it's really difficult to say because there's so many people and shit like that. Only thing I know is that everything was safe and there's condoms everywhere and such like that. But... Like, yo, there's a time where I was in a room in East Flatbush. I couldn't really see so much. Only thing I know is that I was there, she was there, and she was there. My wife was there, and there was 20 other people, and all you heard was slaps and all of that type of shit. I couldn't really see much.
You ain't use your iPhone flashlight?
Nah, man. That's rude.
You don't want to. I know I just trailed off. Well, yeah, don't talk about it.
I want to ask you, and this could possibly be another tip. If we're going to be on the pegging topic, do you put condoms on your strap?
Yes, absolutely.
And is that with just your one partner because you use it with other partners? What would you say
is the etiquette of that?
It
you should definitely, with any sex toy that you're using in sex, but you should always, unless it's with your partner, you should always wrap them up. Always. They're usually the materials on... The softer toys are a little porous. Mm-hmm. So even with cleaning, you're not necessarily
jelly is
sure.
The worst, they say.
Yeah. So you always want to use condoms. And it also fosters a good, you know, relationship between, like, you understand this is what I expect. Even if pegging is not the only thing that you do, if sometimes you have intercourse with those people that you peg, because it's just an experience for them for the first time sometimes.
Speaking of sex, I have two questions that I want to ask each of y'all.
All right, Potter.
For a minute.
Is it the same question?
No. One, when I first met Weezy, when I walked in here, I said, hey, how you doing? We was talking about Weezy's pregnancy test in Mexico and shit, right?
Now, I was in Mexico.
Yeah, right?
So, I was like, what did I tell him?
Nah, I remember I asked about Mandy. So you guys are monogamous?
No.
I mean... Me and we go to sex clubs, so
like y'all in relationships right now. So like,
yeah, but I'm not monogamous.
We're swingers, but I mean, we've really only play together.
That's what I was going to ask. Have you played together?
Mm. Who is, have you played together?
Oh, have y'all played
no.
together?
No. We barely know.
I was just figuring out ass.
You know, we can barely be 6 feet apart. All
right, Mandy, yo, what if I happened to like, yo, on some throwback shit? Yo, what if I happened to Mr. Salt and Pepper? Yo, y'all remember when Mandy had a dude on, yo, he had a Salt and Pepper bid, and she used to be like, he sent me videos of him smoking the Black and Violet. I think that shit is sexy.
Why no. is that the voice?
Oh, you want to know what's crazy?
I'm trying to figure out
crazy.
Which voice I was.
You want to know what's crazy? I actually, he was one of the guys. I think I shared this on, maybe on Patreon. We're just friends. Mm-hmm. He's married, but I wanted him to join me and my boyfriend, and my boyfriend is just like, nah. Because he's a ball player. So he don't want no other ball player in the room with us.
No other ball player.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Too really many balls,
think,
right?
I think it's a TV
too many
thing,
balls in one
but
room.
I feel like, yeah, maybe that's what it is. But
I'm not about to watch the game and then be like,
and be feeling like, yeah, I fucked your girl. Yeah, that's what he don't want to do.
But we did actually have that conversation too, because I brought it up. Like, when we go to the sex club, there's another guy that's there. And I'm just like, you know, I do. If I get my MMF threesome the way I want it, mm-hmm. I want 2 6'8" motherfuckers pounding me. I don't want a 5'9" and a 6". Like, I just want two big ass. I need like motherfucking the Twin Towers.
Listen to the deactivated sports blog and talk, man. For real.
Yeah, I need to know why.
Like somebody, you know when people like going down the stairs in a video?
The
like,
number one thing that I want to know onto you, Weezy, this is something
you already done asked the question of peace, sir. We got to get into our whole
Yo, this is something I really wanted to know. This Weezy talks about all the time.
Uh-oh.
I ate cream pies out of bitches. Yo, can you explain that story? Yo,
when did I have it?
Nah,
yes,
I never heard that
you
story.
You don't listen to another episode.
Oh, man. Well, she's pregnant now, so some of the cream pie stayed in there. This is why you need to be back with me. I'm just kidding. Hey. Yeah, it was when I was in a throuple. My ex-girlfriend.
It was a relationship with a throuple?
Mm-hmm. Man, it was so great. But they both, like, laugh about this moment all the time because they were like, that's when this bitch was, like, in heaven. So, like, everybody knows I like bukkake porn. That's my favorite cum slut shit, whatever. I've never done bukkake. I feel like I couldn't do it just because of like my own neuroses, but I'm into watching cum. So like, and I love eating pussy. So basically, you know, whatever, it was a cream pie and I ate it out. God, what do you want me to say?
Yo, I was just trying to get the time frame, like how often it happened. Like you was like, yo, you ate cream pies out of bitches. Like
that
this
was
your,
basically like your specialty. To me, the sexiest thing of having a threesome. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Because like, I like sucking dick. I like waiting for the cum to come out, but also like eating pussy. So it's just like, oh my, it felt like real life porn.
Right.
It's and then like they both would laugh, which exactly. I thought was so fucked up, but they just knew it was like my favorite. So let me ask
they
this.
It was on their comedy school when you were fucking up to just doing like
they
that.
They would just be joking about how like, cause I would get tired and shit. You know what I mean? And they'd be like, this bitch just waiting for the...
You know what just reminded me? She talked a lot about, like, Weezy and Mandy, they talked about how weird it was for us to be in a group chat, which they had a mother and daughter membership. But yo, didn't both of y'all have y'all mothers at y'all show one time?
That's not the same as a sex
that is
club.
Not that is the not same not as a sex club.
Depends on who you ask.
That is not the same.
If I was getting pounded next to my mom, yes, that would be a little weird. I mean, and granted, I don't think this is a kink shaming thing, mm-hmm. because to me, like, mother and daughter shit is not a kink.
Well, I don't know.
And I don't think that they're thinking of it as a kink. So I don't want to say that in front of them. I couldn't fuck in front of my mom. No way. I barely kissed my mother quite a few times in the same quarters.
But I know they was both involved in
order. No, I wouldn't even want my mom to get... Wait,
no,
what?
Like I said, who was it?
What did you just say?
I said, I don't know about them playing in the same quarters. I just know that they was both involved in trying to... They was both involved in their swinger organization.
Like, I thought you said an orgy, not organization. Mm. Well, let's talk about it. Our horrible decision for this week is, you know, your tribe. Mm-hmm. And I do want to get back to... Every time you're on our Patreon, you join our town halls, you talk about these swinger resorts. Tell us about those, because we only know about, I mean, excuse me, or maybe even listeners only know about hedonism, really. I know there's a few.
I know there's a ton.
Yes.
I know about the ones like in Mexico and all around Jamaica.
And Poconos, there's, which I know a lot of people.
You mentioned one in Orlando, too.
Top Secret Resort in Orlando. One of the people that actually helped in Zuri Cabala, a friend of mine.
Not a top secret no more.
No, it's just open. One of the people that actually that we worked with, she's a friend of mine. Her name is Bree. She used to stay down there. It just launched. It opened. Also, it's a big scene down there because there's a publication, like I mentioned on my show, called ASN Lifestyle Magazine. Mm-hmm. That's where you would lead. That's where you would read about organizations, events, and things like that. It's located there, and they actually have an award show that's coming up. And where they're going to have the award show would be in Florida, but they just recently opened up. They have that there, but
no. But like Mandy even just said, Poconos. I didn't know about any in the country. I thought they were all like
the Love Resort. I forgot what was the name of it. Me and my wife was looking.
That sounds
that
about
up.
Right. That sounds about right.
But why? Because I feel like whenever I hear about them, they're always like in Mexico or Jamaica or somewhere mm-hmm. else. How, why aren't there more? Like, are these places legal? What makes them legal?
There are a lot of them. I'm sorry. But, you know, sex is so America is one of the most bitch-ass countries when it comes to what you can do and what you can't do and what they do that they tell you not to do. So they're not, it's not a few of them. There are a whole lot of them, but it's mum's the word. Okay. You know what I mean?
Like, we had a guest who, they got into a little bit of controversy over the past couple of months from Naughty Nights. They have a resort which is based in New Orleans. King Nova's out there. They have a little parade and shit like once a year and shit.
They got a Mardi Gras parade?
Yes, when you see this, like,
you know, titties is out during Mardi Gras anyway, it's like the swimming pool alone
is just like the size of this room. It's like they really do that
shit. Okay, whoa, shade.
No, I'm just saying.
That just says
I know it's over like 25,000 square feet and shit.
That's interesting that it's so. What? It's legal to be in a sex resort. So let's talk about that. Do you guys know about the legalities? I think that's interesting too.
I do not know all of the particulars of the legalities, but what I can say, this is key. Do not pay for sex. You can present.
So I was gonna say, let me help you out. People always wonder how.
Finish. We just talked about this on the Patreon. Ooh,
it's okay.
Well, no, she was saying, I don't know the legality. So I was going to say, I'm going to say what? Don't pay for sex. I'm just building on that.
Right.
So people wonder how sex clubs are legal or not legal. When clubs charge an entry fee, when hotels charge an entry fee, lounges or anybody, you are only charging for an entry, right? And what keeps it from being quote unquote prostitution, which is illegal, is basically saying that these adults there don't work there, right? So performers having sex in a sex club, literally there's a lot of shit about them having to be clocked out because if they have sex, well, let's just say it's a stripper that works at a sex club.
Right.
They have sex like within a certain time frame of the performance, they can go to fucking jail, which is insane. Also, everybody's trying to get these places shut down, right? So Daniel Saint from NSFW, he got arrested for like cannabis possession at his sex club because they're trying to find every way.
I'm trying to get with Daniel for a minute.
Like his operation, you know, he has to move it around a lot and shit like that because what he's doing is legal. It's just frowned upon.
They're
on some American
shit. Chess.
It's
they're
even
always
funny
playing
that
chess.
The way that you just even brought up Daniel, it completely brought me to the Billie Holiday doc.
I didn't watch it yet.
So, but basically, because of Strange Fruit and them not wanting her to perform that song, they would try to plant and bust her on narcotics.
Right.
That's how they tried to get Billie Holiday to just shut up and stop doing what she was doing, was basically by planting drugs because essentially, like, they can't tell her not to perform this song. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if they have a problem with Daniel or anyone hosting these sex clubs or sex parties, again, legally, they probably can't tell these people that they can't have sex.
But that can shut you down.
Especially because a lot of these are also not advertised, but they're presented as private parties.
Right.
So essentially, someone can't tell you what you can and can't do in your own home or in a private place.
You know how in strip clubs, like, you maybe wonder, like, okay, well, how come, like, you can't even get naked in some strip clubs, like Florida, right? In Tampa, you can. In Orlando, you can't. They got a panties on and all this shit. Liquor has to do with a lot of the reason, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, at NSFW, it's quote-unquote BYOB, but he has liquor there. So it's really like, I think it's just a community. People bring liquor, but
we got to talk about that on the show, too.
Are a lot of the things that keep it from being...
Wait, No, don't talk about it. I was about to say, quick. No.
Oh, that's why I started talking.
Hold on, hold on. You on this show, because I've been to a ton of sex clubs, and a lot of people, that's one of their main questions. I do want to say, if you haven't been to a sex club yet or a sex party, a lot of it is BYOB. Sometimes they will have a bartender to serve you just so that the bottles are away to where no one can.
There was a large argument about this 2 days
ago. But I want to ask you guys then, as someone who constructs and organizes swingers clubs, swingers parties, what are your thoughts on BYOB? And do you like it? Do you not like it? And like I said, because different as the NSFW, there's a place where you can go, but it doesn't lock away the liquor. And so I know that as women, there are a lot of fears in open containers or how you drink because of what can be put into those drinks. What are y'all's thoughts on BYOB as it pertains to these parties?
So with what we do is our guests, with the entry fee, you have to bring a bottle. The entry fee, you have to bring a bottle. Smart. So the bottles are away. We usually have a bartender manning it. So even though you're not paying for the liquor and you've bought it, it's monitored, you know? So
do people drink their own liquor or you just haven't filled the bar?
No, they drink their own liquor. They drink other stuff. They, you know, we have a bar. We have a space for it.
Oh, at Caligula, they put your name on your bottle.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, that makes sense though, because you can just drink out of another bottle.
We hosted a party at Caligula Halloween.
Yeah, you can't drink out of anyone else's bottle unless that party offers you a drink from their bottle. So you would go up to the bartender, give them your name, and then they would just pour you a drink.
Now, what's the most people you guys have had at your parties at one time?
Yo,
at Caligula, y'all probably the ones that got it shut down.
No, we weren't even there that week. We were there.
But I just want to say, yo, the person who had that event, Missy, is a friend of ours. She's
Missy? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We met her at Hedonism.
We met her at Hedo. It's her party at Hedo in July.
Right. Yeah, we interviewed her. Y'all can see her on
IG. One, she fucked me with a strap on.
Nice.
Oh, she, really? At Caligula.
That sounds like Missy.
Yeah, she bought you?
That sounds like Missy, too.
She fucked me with a strap on
at the party. So when I'm in these spaces, I don't want dick. And so I actually...
Girl!
Yeah, I don't want dick. And this is a conversation that me and my partner are having.
So you guys should talk about that. Why is it that two girls who are sex positive, like fucking... You don't want dick at a sex club.
No,
I'm going. I can get dick anywhere all the
time.
Anytime,
bitch.
And I'm a weekend bisexual. It's not like I don't. I'm serious. I'm not just everywhere.
That eyebrow piercing says you buy every day.
Absolutely, child. Listen,
so you be watching the clock like, yo,
by the weekend.
Like, yo, what time is this? 11:49. You're not bisexual yet.
Exactly.
And shit?
Exactly.
That's the conversation I've been trying to have, like, with my partner. He's like, "Well, I'm allowing you to get dick." I said, "Yo, dick is enough, I promise." Well, and so I just be wanting to chill or play with girls.
Or play with girls. I like to, let me just explain this. I do like dick at parties, but I prefer the ladies.
Yeah.
And it is just because the appreciation is different. The response is different. Our interaction is different. And I love being watched. I'm going to make this bitch do some shit she probably ain't never done before. And me and her dude may have a problem after that.
Yo, like,
we may. I just started speaking back to somebody who had a problem with me behind something that went on with their lady. And I'm sorry.
What do you say? How'd that conversation go?
Well, actually, what happened was she told me that he was having issue with the fact that she would not stop interacting with me when he was ready. So I would pop up to other events that weren't mine and see him there. And twice I was there before they got there. And once he saw me, and I was with my constant. Now, I don't do monogamy, but I do have a constant. I was with him.
Why that word instead of primary?
Because he's constant. He's not necessarily primary.
I fucking love... I've never heard someone say that, but that makes so much more sense.
Do you have a primary, though?
I don't have a primary.
So primary... How do you differentiate between primary and
primary
constant?
Is he takes preferential. The primary. He is what it is. The constant is just what I happen to be doing.
Oh, that's what 24/7 was. He was just a constant for a little.
Yeah, it's just what I happen to be doing. It's like, oh, you available?
Did you make that shit up?
I fuck with you. I make up a lot of shit. Make up a lot of shit. But when they realized I was there, the coats were coming off and it was just like, oh, Pegasus is here. All right, y'all. I went to go and get a drink and I went to get a drink for her because I knew what she drinks. I come back with the cups and they were closing the door and the whole party just turned around and looked at me like, bitch, you the problem. I just said hello.
It's Mrs. Steel twice. Your girl.
I don't even want to steal her.
Amari, have you ever had to, like be quote unquote security or pacify a weird situation that happened at your club, like ex-boyfriends, girlfriend, anything?
Yo, there's there's a whole lot of stories that I could. First of all, there was this one time we was in East Flatbush. A lot of things happened. I mean, because I'm in hotel takeovers. We've been at somebody's house. Some dude tried to come in and we had to step in. Actually, even in the relationship that I'm in right now, there's a time where, like, yo, imagine being somewhere in a sex party and it's like your ex is giving your new girl a lap dance and shit like that. Like, I done had that happen. But when it comes to being security and stuff like that, you're always going to have to check egos and stuff like that and testosterone, regardless of what situation you're in. Even in the vanilla space, when it's on the dance club, you never know who's dancing on whose girl. Those are always factors that come into that. But you got to walk in, first of all, knowing yourself. And second of all, like, I'm a person that's big on being prepared and having a plan. So knowing how to deal with that situation, expecting it to be some confrontation, and trying to have a plan for some tools that'll be diffusing it, because you want everyone to keep having a good time. You don't want to poke out your chest. You don't want to
do it with aggression.
You want everybody to continue.
Bitches fighting in the back. Everything is cool, y'all.
Hello. Can you bring that up? Matter of fact, at one of my events, yes. You know what I'm saying? I almost did get into a fight, matter of fact.
It was just the fact that it was a naked girl right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I really got real angry on some real shit, because it was like, yo, you come up in here in our space and you want to try to disrespect. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then, like, yo, I had a thought, like, yo, am I going to hit this dude or not? And I'm like, you know what? It's literally a naked girl right there. Like, we would have been rolling on top of a naked girl.
It was three naked girls there. So, yeah, no.
She said you forgot two bodies.
It was Players Club.
Yeah, it was dark in the room.
Yeah, it was dark. But the lights were all the way out.
So, we had a conversation for those of you who listened to our Patreon. It was about a week ago. We had a town hall.
About a week ago.
Hey.
And in the town hall, there was a guy who asked us a question and everybody was jumping down his throat. But there was a lot of dialogue in there and it was kind of controversial. So if I could sum it up, tell me if I'm wrong. There's a dude in there who's like, look, I've been dating this chick. She's a stripper. She wants to get serious. But I told her not until she quits. I can't be doing nothing like this. Everybody was like, what the fuck? We basically said he was slut shaming, things like that. He dove into it a little bit more and he said he came from a military background and he felt like, you know, he may be walking somewhere and someone says something about his girl. He doesn't know how to handle those type of things. But he made mention, which I didn't like, that he had dated strippers in the past and that they had a plan or a way out. I felt like that was kind of problematic because it's like, basically, you're implying that this is just for the moment because they don't like what they're doing.
Well, and she was also a dancer when they met.
Yes, yeah, that's like, the problem.
They've been dating for a year, by the way.
Not to mention, she's okay for him to fuck right now and be walking down the street with.
Listen,
you just can't.
Look, same energy. But Omari jumped in there and gave some good advice. So, yeah, tell us about that.
Well, first, shout out to everybody on Patreon and Topos. That was real specific. I didn't think that you was, because I ain't want home to feel like we was continuing to come for him. But yo, look, if you know, a lot of the fans are women and women who are sex positive. It didn't go over well. It wasn't received well for anybody to feel like there was some judgment.
I thought Mandy was going to fight the nigga at first.
I wasn't received well anymore. One of the things that I wanted to say was this. Yeah, I was like, yo, homie, when it comes down to it, your problem with her isn't what she's doing. Your problem with her is the way that the world treats her and the way that the world treats sex workers. So what I said was, you got an opportunity to come and be a part of, you'll get with us, be a part of the good fight. Because when you do what we do and fight for sex positivity, it gives everybody the freedom to be who they are so that we never have to continue the status quo of a system that continues to oppress women, marrying their virtue to their chastity and tell them that, oh, you're not as valid because she will be wifed faster. And then also, we as men, I wanted to get with, you know, this is an opportunity for us to do better, because when it comes down to, when we talk about sexism and misogyny, it's women are talking about us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're afraid of what we're going to say, or they walk down the streets afraid of us. So we have an opportunity to, one, to check ourselves. Like, I want to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do, even though I know I'm actually going to take a little bit more time to make sure, like even like from starting right now, mm-hmm. that I'm doing what I need to do so that if I do what I'm supposed to do and I tell my homies and stuff that we don't look at sex so predatory, then like what T.I. said about thought prevention and shit like that, I have two daughters in doing this. I don't have to create a world or contribute to a world that makes them have to be afraid by teaching the men that they may be around, yo, look to prey on women. If I teach the brothers that are coming up, yo, listen, this is how we should really value women and human beings, then I won't have to worry about protecting my daughter.
Or more so than that, this is how secure I should be in myself and my decision about who I choose to be with. Her sexuality is just one facet of who she is. If I chose to be with this individual for no matter how long, for the period of girlfriend, for the period of fiance, for wife, or forever, it's still a choice that you made. And you need to understand, men need to understand that she's not the only party in there. You're an equal party. And I don't understand how the fuck we've allowed them to absolve themselves of that equality. If she's a thought, then so the fuck are you.
We shouldn't think of sex as something that happens to a woman.
No.
That's part of what happens a lot.
Absolutely.
But also what I would say from Weezy from the conversation, coming back to that, is that when we have situations like that, it's like we think what we think, but let that rest of the spot come. Like, let him, even though we're not feeling him right now, let's give him some time to actually learn.
Honestly,
and give him
I don't want to give time. Because like what he said wasn't bad. I feel like it's just, I think he can't help it. I think he was being honest. I actually really wasn't mad at what he was saying. Look, you're paying for a sex positive podcast. Like, you're somewhat on the right track.
Right.
I really just don't think he should be dating her at all. I think
And
I think he just can't.
I think he should be single, period.
Not to mention, it sounds like he likes no her. He likes her, but does not like what the world says she is for him.
He's going to cause her more pain, bro. I dated a dude that loved me very much. And I was very much in love with him.
Jews.
And he loved me for what I did, who Weezy was. He'd been to my shows. He was very proud of me. But at the end of the day, the more he fell in love with me, he realized how difficult it was to handle Weezy. Right? Like, I remember going on Flagrant last year. And he watches that show. And he was like, bro, like, you making dick jokes, talking about niggas sending you pictures of their dick, like how they should right now. Like, what about me? Like, how could you be talking like this? And I'm like, bro, like, I'm talking this shit. Like, I'm a personality. I feel like when I sit in front of here, this is what I do. Much like a dancer, like, I don't really think they be getting that from, at least my homegirls that strip don't be like, I was so wet, I couldn't wait to fuck that nigga. They was like, bitch, I was getting money last night.
Mm-hmm. They're an actress. You know what I mean?
It's weird. I just think he just shouldn't be dating her. I think this caused a lot of trauma for women. I feel like you should just be dating
And himself.
Some... Yes.
Not to mention himself. Hurt people hurt people. And this is what I was struggling to say. There's a situation he needs to work on himself, because it's self-acceptance. How she's viewed is automatically put onto him in his mind. And that's why he can't commit to her beyond where he is. That's a self something that has nothing to really do with her or how the world treats her. Because let me just say this. If you love something truly, you don't give a fuck about how everybody else see it. That's your love.
I know that's right.
And also,
that's
your love. When you work on yourself, man, it's an actual good idea to try to be as good for yourself as possible, because you don't
accept
it. You actually don't want to force your partner to perform the emotional labor of having to be your therapist and having to fix somebody that's broken.
That's
you
kind
of
want like...
more to be on the track of doing that. You know what I'm saying? And as difficult as it is, I'm actually trying to make space for that myself, you know? So that will cause problems if someone always has to wrap their relationship around being understanding of how something as toxic is instead of, you know, you moving
forward.
I just don't want to shame him. That's why I didn't like how many people was jumping down his throat, because I really feel like what he's saying, he's clearly being
honest
about this isn't for you. And mm-hmm. I really want people to have a choice.
Oh,
if you want to be like super weird and homophobic about shit, cool. Have a choice not to fuck around and be around with me. Like, be in your own element. Not saying he's even close to being that. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, like, it's if you know that you can't like fuck around with a stripper from a deeper level, like, just don't do it. Make the choice to date a fucking receptionist, my nigga, because I know like, some
that that's too much like right, because he also wants those perks that come with being. They want to take what they want and then leave the rest.
But there's going to be a time where people are actually going to move forward a little bit and they're going to progress. And I guess like part of that is like these conversations do help a lot. And also to provide the other side and such, you know, with a lot of what we call the top tier hoes. I'm a top tier hoe. You know what I mean? Word up. Nah, because they get into the politics in there. They be like, yo, I'm a top tier hoe. You a $5 hoe. Get the fuck out of here. Like, it,
oh,
it
yeah, really the goes. Whole hierarchy. We talk about that. But
we talk about our Patreon tiers, by the way, y'all, with the five.
Peg on the $5 hoes. All hoes is good,
look,
man.
I'm over here just, I'm fucking shit up. Can y'all let our listeners know where they can listen to you, where they can find you?
Trap Chat is recorded right the fuck here in What the Fuck Studios.
You do better than I do.
Yes. You know, and you can check us out by clicking our link tree. We're on Patreon for all our exclusive content, but we will be on YouTube. And also, we got an event coming up March 27th.
Oh, that'll be passed by the time I think this comes out.
Yeah.
Well, know that we'll have another one in April and in May.
And
so May, be on us.
And
so
July,
be on us. Yes,
and
we out here.
One, and
we fucking out
one.
Here.
Yeah, but on our link tree, you can actually see all of our platforms. Our OnlyFans, if you can't make the party, you want to see what happens. Over there.
But just listen, we plan on doing this damn beach party for the summertime at the Nude Beach in Jersey. If you've not been to one of our events.
All right, don't be telling. They get on me. I just want you to know that I get comments. Every time I shout that beach out on here,
I didn't
they're
say
upset.
The name.
I know, and that's why I didn't say the
you
name.
You can't drink out there anymore.
Because they come in my motherfucking, they come in my motherfucking DMs like, damn girl, don't be telling everybody where
listen,
this is at.
Oh wait, you said you can't drink no more. Who gives a fuck? I can't do a lot of shit that I do.
First off,
you better say that shit.
You just put it in a water bottle.
You can't drink anymore.
Yeah, they came up with
nigga,
the signs.
Nigga, I've been smoking weed on the goddamn subway track.
Oh, I'm a Mario the Rebel. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, I still be drinking. But anyways, I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in to this episode of Horrible Decisions. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Type in whore like you do everywhere else we pop up. Make sure you subscribe, leave some reviews, comments, maybe. I don't know. If you like us, please let's outweigh the good with the bad. Also, make sure you follow us on Patreon.
That's right.
That's patreon.com/horrible decisions where we give you guys 3 bonus episodes a month. So if you are all caught up on all of our regular episodes, you can go there now.
Our bonus episodes are different content, by the way. We do a live town hall every month. Sorry, we do a cinema episode where we just like get into movies. I don't know what we're doing next. Bonding, maybe. We did fucking Britney Spears shit. That shit was good as fuck.
Britney Spears?
The Bruh. Britney Spears doc was
that shit was super good. I know we have to do a lot, but join us on Patreon. We have a great community on there. We love talking to y'all. There's a lot of people. Please. And you can also get some exclusive merch sent to you if you are a top tier hoe.
Especially when that says Black Sexiness. Get that one. whoever came up with that was
we
cool.
Already gave you your goddamn motherfucking
cookies,
nigga.
You gotta give them more.
Nah, but make sure that you guys join us. We are gonna leave you guys off with a 5-minute bonus clip. Before I get out of here, I just want to let you guys know that official box owner, I have my own products. They are out now. So if you want, I have apple cider vinegar gummies. We all know the benefits of apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. And now they are in a much more digestible form with a gummy. It is a 30-day supply. You take 2 a day, add it to your normal routine. I also have boric acid suppositories. Your research. I'm going to start putting out a little bit more information about the benefits of boric acid. A lot of women are using them to cure BV, yeast infections. I had a
boric
UTI.
Acid, it sounds crazy. I did an episode alone like years ago. Do you remember where we talked about
Because you were pH.
And I talked about boric acid and tea tree and everybody was like, what you mean you putting boric acid in your pussy? But check it out. Also, ACV tastes disgusting, so nice
it
to know
is,
you have
gummies. Yeah, they're good. And again, we're going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip of one of our bonus episodes, so make sure you go on over to Patreon to listen to that. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
No one asked you bitches to wash dishes while you listening to us. Damn. All right. So everybody sent us this article. And I had to do it.
What are you doing? You're not doing a catch up first?
Oh, you wanted a catch up?
Yes. Look, everyone's shaking their head. Bitch, this is the only one where they getting an on time real catch up. And you want to go into an article.
Well, I just left the gym. Old Bae's here across from the screen. I know y'all niggas think we broke up, but he's here. Say hi, Old Bae.
What up?
That's his cool voice. He's only over here because he wants to get some pussy. So I got waxed and I've been really insecure about having sex with a waxed vagina. Like, I've been having hair on my pussy so long that now there's wax. Even when I masturbated this morning, I was like, ooh, it feels like my leg. It's
Can I ask you a question? Because you date an old nigga and I date an old nigga. But my old nigga
is very old.
Whoa, bitch. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mandy's man is old and I love it. No, I can't wait for him to turn 50.
But he got 3 more years. But my man does not like when I even shave or trim my, he be playing with my pussy hairs. So Old Bay likes that you wax, or has there ever been a conversation where he's told you to keep the coochie hair?
No, he don't like it all gone, right? You like a little bit of hair on it? He likes a little landing strip. I mean, can y'all hear him?
Yeah, my nigga said a landing strip ain't enough.
He likes a, I mean, it's like a little peach fuzz, but I will tell y'all, I had a waxing scene in my new show, and the show got pushed back due to COVID so much that I was growing it for about 2 months. I had to tell the cameraman, I was like, look, if y'all see it, normally it's not as long as the hair on my head. I normally have a little bit of a, you know, a little stubble, but this shit was crazy. And the waxing lady made it even worse. She was like, oh, wow, long time, Gila, long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of love not feeling like I got to keep that shit up. Like, cause my nigga will be laying in the bed and he just be doing his hand like this. Cause I be liking to play in pubic hair, but now him playing in my pubic hair is a little different. And I was like, ooh, okay. But he be like playing with it and everything. I be thinking that nigga about to cornrow my shit, but it don't really be that long, but he really be like intertwining his fingers in my coochie hair. And I've never had a partner that liked that.
Let me see. Avian Ranger said, I love getting a wax. I feel weird when I don't wax. The wax ladies are stroking the furry patch. Okay, see? Yeah. Hold on. Let's talk to Barry. Since he's in 5K, why not?
Wait, you want to talk to Carrie about furry coochie?
Barry, I want to know what kind he likes. Oh, he has hair on his face. I bet he's going to be the type of nigga like, oh, I don't like nothing over there.
No, Barry
looked like
he my nigga age.
See, there you
Barry, how old are you?
I'm actually 51.
Oh, so you
goddamn 47.
That black really don't crack if you do it right.
Say that shit, but you know what's crazy? Barry, have you ever dyed your beard because you were talking to a younger woman? No. So he pulled that shit on me and showed up to the nude beach with a dyed beard. And I said, nigga, don't you ever
little dye Sharpie.
I said, don't you ever dye your beard again, nigga. I like the salt and pepper. Give me some seasoning,
Barry,
in that motherfucking beard.
Let me ask you, you're 51. How the fuck did you find this podcast, you fucking old dirty man?
One, I've been in the podcast for almost 20 years.
And you better been listening to podcast for almost 20 years. I didn't even know they had it 20 years.
You know what? I was about to say, Barry, can you tell me where the hell you listened to a podcast 20 years ago? What device was podcast playing on?
just on your phone and your computer. I mean, they were mainly like tech stuff back then. It wasn't.
You were what? Tech stuff?
Tech. Like This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte and things like that. I mean, it was all nerdy stuff.
No, oh, that sounds boring. Okay, so you said you listened to it on the computer. All right.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I want to say I found Mandy on something one time. And I'm a sex. I like sex. I like talking about sex. So
you like slinging that dick? Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, yeah. And you just start following it. I mean, especially with everybody references their own product and you just find it. And I found this one and it stuck. I used to be into the read. I used to be in lip service. They got kind of old.
Lip service was on Sirius. Oh my, did you just call them old with your 51-year-old ass?
They got old. I mean, they started having the same things. I love the way y'all do your show. So I just started following it.
Real quick, Barry, do you think we going to get old one day and you ain't going to want to hear about us popping our coochie because we too old? Like, no. Look, he laughed. How much time we got?
Based on your story, you already got a lot of traction on that box. So,
oh no, the hell he did not.
We just gonna mute him real quick and let's get on.
Believe this.
Let's get
me
on
and
with
my virgin pussy.